Onondaga County Controller Robert Antonacci is speaking out on the Consensus CNY Commission's preliminary report on local government consolidation released earlier this year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Antonacci says regardless of what local governments try to do, real savings won't be seen until there are state government reforms.
Antonacci has some harsh words for Consensus.
What we're being sold is a Trojan horse. We're being sold a bag of goods that if you buy into this, you're going to save money. And the truth is, it's not going to happen.
In its preliminary report, the Consensus CNY Commission says $20 million can be saved on redundant services, although Antonacci says it is unclear about what those are.
No matter what we do, it's just a drop in the bucket.
The commission recommends service providers in the county, made up of 35 municipalities, start sharing staff, resources, and operations. Antonacci says the reason county property taxes are so high is because of state taxes and mandates, particularly Medicaid, which counties have to share the cost.
If you can put your spending on someone else's checkbook, where's the reform going to come from? Okay? If your parents are going to constantly pay your bills, how are you going to change your habits?
The Republican says real reform requires changing the rules of government on state mandates.
And if we don't make those a little more efficient and a little bit more taxpayer friendly, you can call this government whatever you want. It's not going to save you any money.
Onondaga County spends about 17% of its total budget on mandated programs. The good news, as Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney puts it in her most recent budget presentation, is that state mandates did decrease by about $8 million. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.